is Yekum Moistech, they should be like you. But your children should be like you. Shrashi, is Af Ato, the same thing of Yitzchak. The same thing of Yitzchak said, Dr. Rav Nachman. That B'mar V'checha, how can I give you a bracha? In B'Torah, I'll give you a bracha to learn good. Hooray, Torah. You know a lot of Torah. In B'yosher, I'll give you a bracha to be rich. Hooray, Yosher. You are rich already. In B'bonim, you should have children. Hooray, B'bonim, you have already children. So what kind of a bracha should I give you? Elo, the bracha I'm giving you is, Yirotzen She'etzoi Me'yechel K'maisechon. That your children should be just like you. That's the bracha I give you. Trashi B'Torah, L'Oishel L'Kovit. And your children should also be zeichel all these three things. They should be a big talmid chacham, they should be rich, and they should have covered also. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Yireh, what does Yireh mean? So the Mishnah says Yireh Malkush came down on Nisan. But that was a chiddush, happened 1 year the next. But usually Yireh comes down first in Macheshvan, and Malkush, that's the end rain, it comes down on Nisan time. So Tana Rabbanan, Yireh, what's the lashon of Yireh? Rashi says, "V'nasati mitar atzchem b'ita yoro malkish." The pasuk in the Devarim, "Yoro malkish." What does the word "yoro" mean? Tana yoro means shemoira sabriyos, it teaches the people latiach agosayim to start you, fix your roofs, to smear up your roofs if you have a hole in the roof. No, this is the first rain that comes in the season. So when the first rain comes down, if it leaks into the house, you know you have a leak, you have a crack in the roof. So go upstairs and smear it down, put tar on top. So it teaches people to tar down the roofs. If you have any fruits out in the field, you should know, be careful, start raining soon, don't leave it out there, bring it home. And start doing whatever you have to before it starts raining very hard. So that's what the first yura means. Last lashon yura. Yura means it's teaching us. It teaches us to protect ourselves now. Rashi yura, revia rishonah, the first type of ground of rain. Revia means lashon of raiva, you're going on top of somebody else. As the rain goes into the water and like works, goes into the ground and works over the ground. So Rashi Reviyah is showing you read this from Macheshvan, the first rain that comes out of Macheshvan, like, come on. Loma Nikru Yoira, why is it called like it teaches us, Yoira? Shemoira Le Ataka teaches us. La Hatiyak Agosayim, we should fix our roofs now. Betiach, use good shotit, good, use good tar this, men. Shlo Yitfu Gesham Mabayis, that the rain should not fall into your house. Don't want to have rainwater in your house. We're letting them dry out in the field. You should know, it's not going to dry anymore. It's not going to be rain there. So bring it in. Whatever else you have to do for the rainy season, start preparing yourself now. That's the lashon of Yer, where the first rain that comes out of Macheshvan, that's what it teaches us. Another pshat is, it's like roveh, it lies over the ground. And the water goes down, mamash to the time. Shenemar Pasuk says, to Lomeho, Ravo, Nachas, Gududeho, Bevivim, to Magneho, Simcho, Tevorech. Yeah. So, kids, so the rain comes down, it works over the ground, and the water goes straight down to the bottom. So, Avrach, another pshat is, Yore, what does Yore mean? She Yore, Benachas. It comes down nice and easy. The first rain comes down nicely. Shrashvachimash, Me Yore, Kodem, Shemoro, Talmidoi. Like a Rebbe teaches his Talmidim, students. Benachas, you teach them easily, benachas. Tehsev divrei chachomim benachas nishmoyim. Tevechom ahur benachas, talk easy. Inam, another pshat is, chetz yoro hilach v'yosher, like an arrow goes straight. V'yena noit lakanaka doesn't go right or left. So there also, go straight. V'shenachas shemeschavin l'oretz v'yena yored bizaf v'bizaf. It's for the purpose, for the good of the ground, it's not coming down in anger. That's called Shir Benachas. Yena Yerah Bezav, it doesn't come down with anger, there's too much rain. The first rain is always good. Oyena Yerah Ela, Kenir Bezav. Oyena Yerah Ela Shemashir Es Aperis, O Mashtif Es Asroyim, O Mashtif Es Esoilonis. Yetamu Loiman, this apostle says, no, Malkush. That now Malkush knows, maybe no, how do you know Yura means it does good things? It's Kasha no. Oh, you ain't a Yura, maybe Yura means something else. Hello, Shemash Ves Aperes, maybe if I can't, Yura means it comes down very strong, maybe, and it makes all the fruit fall off the tree? Or Mashtif Ves Asroyim, and it ruins, it wetens too much the seeds. Or Mashtif Ves Elonis, and it ruins the trees also. Because how do you know Yura means for the good? Benachas, maybe it's strong, and it's a Klola. Talmudim, without the Pesach says, Yura Malkush. It says Malkush right afterwards. Malkush, just like Malkush, Lebroch always means for Broch, for the good. Hatel Yaf Yerah LaBrocha. Yerah also means for Brocha is good. Shrashi Ma Malkus LaBrocha. Sheyefsha LaDorsha LeShevra Gronis. Olasha Peros. Sheyna Metsuyim B'yesa Peret. At the end, the Malkus comes down at the end of the rainy season. You don't have these things in the field anymore. V'yatayoch LaDorsha LaToiva. Sheyorad Alam Lilos V'yalakashin O'mamales Atzvul B'kashem. His Malkus for sure only has to mean the Lashon of a Brocha. It can't mean anything else. For the Gemara, no. Ayin, true, there's no more fruits, there's no more peris on the food and on the fields anymore, but still, Ayin or Elamalkush. Ayin or Malkush, Elashemapla Sabatim. Maybe at the end, true, there's no more fruits there. Can't ruin the fruits, but maybe you ruin your house. Maybe the rain at the end of the season will come down so strong, or break the house down. Or Meshavre Salonis, true, no more peris, fruits, they're good, but a hurricane will come and break down the trees. Or Males Hasakoyim, and it brings up the rocks, the. It's a klola. It'll ruin the fields. Talmud, the pasuk says yera that ma yera the bracha of malchus the bracha. So now we're learning out malchus from yera. We have to get more about the kasha though. But for yera gufim minon, we just got finished saying maybe yera also means hard rain that will just ruin the fruits. So how do you know which the bracha? One is telling the other. We don't know why. We don't have any bracha yet. So the yera gufim minon, the pasuk says. O bnei tzion gilu v'simchu v'ashem lekechem kinosam lechem es hamoro letzdoka v'yoro lechem geshem moro malchus brishin. So mashpia both of them takis for a bracha. Says v'yoro lechem geshem moro malchus that the moro and the malchus both be coming down. Yeah, a rashi for sakoyim means minarba type of a grasshopper. That will come and ruin the clam. So it says the merlot's duck alma yerul toive. So merlot's duck, it says here the plus duck is coming for the good things. Mash meyera means latoive. That's how the kids we know both of them here means latoive. Well, at least it says kenos lachem es hamerlot's duck. It says the merlot will come with zaka. So the merlot that's for something good. So the merlot means the yerul the first rain. So we know the first rain is latzaka. It's for good. And mele malkush we learn now it's from yerul. Tana Rabbonin, Yoyre v'Macheshvan. Yoyre comes down in the first month in Macheshvan. That's the beginning of the rainy season. O Malkush b'Nisan. So hard the end rain that comes down in Nisan. Atoyim, you're telling me Yoyre b'Macheshvan O Malkush b'Nisan. That's the way it is. Oyeinu, maybe not that way. El Yoyre b'Tishrei. Yoyre comes down first in Tishrei. O Malkush b'Yir. And maybe Malkush comes down in the year. Jesus says it comes in Macheshvan. Maybe it's a month earlier. Maybe Yoyra comes down in Tishrei, and Malkush comes down in Iyar a month later. Hey, how do you know exactly which month? Maybe a month earlier, a month later, maybe. Talmud, this pasuk says, Be'itoi, Malkush. The rain comes down in the good season. And vice versa, the good season, Be'itoi, that's called the Nisan. That's the good season. Omar Rav Niloi, Bar Idi, Omar Shmuel. Dovor Shemal Kishiyosov Shal Yisrael. It means something that takes away the hardness of Klal Yisrael. That's what Malkush means. But it's something good. It takes away the hardness, like the shaft of Klal Yisrael. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tona Dovor Shemamala Tfuah B'Kasher. Something that makes the Tfuah grow full, B'Kasher in its stalks makes the Tfuah grow. It's the final rain at the end of the season, that when it's all ripe already, and it makes the Mamish very good. The Masnisa Tona the Brice said like this. Malkush means dovor sheyored alam lilus v'alakashin. The end rain that comes down already when the stalks are all full with its shaft, with its fur inside it. Tana Rabbon, look like this. Yoyra the macheshvin. Yoyra comes down taka true macheshvin. O Malkush benisin. Malkush benisin. Atzvayim, you're telling me like this that Yoyra the macheshvin. Oyeinu, maybe not that way. Yelav achodesh kislev. Maybe later. Maybe the next month. Kislev first. The rain first starts. Talmud Levin, the Pesach says, Bito Yeru Malkush comes down at the right time. It says at least, Bito Yeru Malkush. Ma Malkush, Bito Yaf Yeru Bito. Just like by Malkush is Bito, who was in Yeru is also Bito. Well, Akiva and Shiyotza Nisan, Viyodu Gesham, Naina Simon Brocha. Meyefta Nisan is not called a Simon Brocha anymore. So, Akiva Malkush has to be in its right time, which is Nisan. So the Luwadin, Yerus comes down at the right time in the Marcheshvan, that's when we start to need the rain. Tan Yidach, another verse is like this. Yerus means the Marcheshvan, Yerus comes down at Marcheshvan. O Malkash Benisin, Divir Rabbi Meir. The Chavam Maimrim, Yerus Bekislev, Enachanami, the rain season, the first taka starts in Kislev taka. Yeah, for the more man chachom, who is the chachomim? On the Rav Chizda Rav Yosi, goes according to Rav Yosi Shita. The Tanya would learn like this. Eizo hu revi rishayna. What's the first time the rain comes down? Habachira. The early rain, vishleshav macheshvan. The third day in macheshvan, that's when the early rain, the first rain season comes down, gibel macheshvan. Beinonis, the next rain comes the middle way, that's b'shiva boy, the seventh day of macheshvan. Afel of the end rain, that's b'shiva asaboy. On the 17th day of Macheshvan, that's called the end rain. Shrashi Achreinus, that's the end already. Dibur of Etzra Meishita. We have Yehudu Aima, Beshiva, Uvi Yudzayin, Uvi Esra Mesholish. That starts the first rain in the 7th day of Macheshvan first. Then the 17th. Then the 23rd. We have Yosu Aima, Be Yudzayin, on the 17th, Uvi Esrim, Ushleisha. So Chor Ushleisha means Shleisha Kislev. No. The Yizan of Eshem will be Eshem Mishleisha, 23rd. Over Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and the Chodesh Kislev, that's the last time of the beginning of the rain. The Rain of Rav Yosi Yoimer, and Ayechide Misanen Achigia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If it didn't start to rain yet, so the Indian will have later of tightness, so it doesn't rain, they start fasting, but you have to wait until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If Rosh Chodesh Kislev came and there's still no rain, then you have a good reason to have a tightness. Omer Rav Chizda, Halachic Rav Yosi, that's like a halachic Rav Yosi, that you have to wait to Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that's the last time of the rain to start. Ameima masnin loho de Rav Chizda b'holishna. Ameima learned this memory in a different type of a lotion, like this. V'shloshev ma'cheshven sherlin as a kishomim. When do we start saying the same talamot levrocha sherlin for rain in gimel ma'cheshven? Rav Gamliel loyma v'shiva boy. We first start asking for rain on the 7th of ma'cheshven. Ame Rav Chizda loch Rav Gamliel, loch Rav Gamliel. Same type of machlokes is where the beginning or where the end is. Like there are three periods to the first rain season. So here's the shaila about the first. Is the first the third or the seventh? And if the pasuk on Gamliel, it starts the seventh. Kaman nozlus the gold like called the time that we learned. We have Yishimim ben Gamliel Oimer. Kishomim sheyodu shiva yomim. Zachazeh. If rain came down for 7 days straight, one after another, atamoyna behen. Revia Rishayna, Ushni Ushlishis. That's considered all three rains. If I said the beginning of the year, when the rain comes down to, you know, work over the ground, it comes down usually three different times. So usually it's in intervals of a few days in between. But if it rains for 7 days straight, that's cool. That's the key in of the three rains together. It went straight without a stop. That's also called the whole year. So who's this go like? Command Kreb Yesi goes according to Kreb Yesi Shita. Why does Rashi says Kreb Yesi? The Aliba the Kreb Yesi Yochi Evi Ben Revia Rishon Oshniya Oshniya Oshlishis to Rishon is Biyud Zayin Oshniya Bechav Gimel Dino Zayin Yomim. So there are 7 days in between. Im Shnayim Yemei Revia Omichav Gimel Ad Lam is also Zayin Yomim below Yerim Revia Achreina. Lekula Tenoy Lehevi Yochi. The other ones you don't have only 7 days in between. So here's the quarantine, if you don't have a 7 days interval of rain for 7 days straight, that's the key of all these three yuris coming down together. And Omer Rav Chizda says, Halachic Rav Yosi, take a pasuk like Rav Yosi, that starts on Zion, Yud Zion, and then Rosh Chodesh. So Bishleim Revi Rishayna Lishoil. We understand why the first rain starts to come down. That's when we start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. Shlishis, what's the time for the third period? That's Lasanis. That if it didn't rain yet by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that's when Klaus has to start making a tainus. So it's good where we have the end, the last time. There's the first time is when we start asking for rain. That's Gimel B'Macheshra, and that's when we start saying the same Talmud L'Bracha. The last time is that if it didn't rain yet, we have to start fasting. That's very good. Of Shnei Lamai, what's Nafkamina, the second rain, when it comes or not, my Nafkamina, what do we care? Shniyamai, Lamai. Om Rav Yosi Levedorim. It's not Chap Nafkamina. Some of the makes a neder. Is a Nafkamina. It's now, we learned like this. Ha Noider. Somebody made a neder. Ha Noider Ad Hagisham.